For our GeoQuiz now, we're walking in the Valley of the Kings. A team of Swiss archaeologists has discovered an 1,100-year-old tomb in Upper Egypt near the Nile River. Unlike many ancient tombs that have been emptied of their treasures, this one contained a surprise. Not a pharaoh or ancient king, but a woman who may have been a singer in ancient times.
She's wonderfully carefully wrapped in mummy bandages, in perfect condition actually, which is very lucky because many of the tombs in this valley have been destroyed by water and floods coming down the desert.
So which modern Egyptian city would you visit on your way to this tomb? Every year, the city attracts thousands of tourists who come to explore the Valley of the Kings. It's located on the banks of the Nile, where the ancient city of Thebes once flourished. We'll find out more about that ancient singer when we answer the quiz in about 5 minutes. By the way, you don't need a degree in archaeology to play our texting game, just a cell phone. Text the word GeoQuiz, one word, GeoQuiz to 69866. That way you can take part next time we play. We now head to Egypt to speak with an archaeologist who's made a surprising discovery. Suzanne Bickel heads an archaeological team from Switzerland's Basel University. Suzanne, first set the scene for us, please. Tell us where you discovered a new tomb dating back 3,000 years.
It's in the Valley of the Kings, which is in the area of Luxor on the west bank of the Nile. Within this valley, it's a small side valley. There are several tombs which were dug not for kings, but for people of the royal family or people of the elite of the 15th century before Christ, so 3,500 years old.
So we'll talk about one of those tombs in just a moment, but just to reiterate, the city of Luxor in the Valley of Kings in Egypt. Luxor is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. So this one tomb, a woman named Nemes Bastet, who is she?
Her title is Chantress of Amun, and this is a priestly title which many women of the upper social levels of the elite wore around the first millennium BC.
Now, you said Nemes Bastet was a chantress, a singer. What kind of prestige did being a singer, an artist, among the royals in Egypt in the first millennium BC, what kind of prestige did that accord her?
Well, as I said, it's mainly a title for noble ladies. So we don't know whether she sang actually and whether she sang well. She probably participated at certain festivities, certain processions of the god Amun, perhaps with singing, perhaps in a choir.
Did the name Nemes Bastet mean anything to you before this discovery? Was she well known?
No, she wasn't, but it's not a very rare name. There are several ladies of this period, and we will have to try to figure out which of them she exactly is.
I'm wondering if you have any idea what kind of music she might have sang. Had the maqam, you know, the song form that lies at the root of much Arabic music, had the maqam even been established at this point?
I don't really know, but I doubt, actually. We know that music was made with rhythm because we had a lot of representations of pictures where drums are involved in singing or clapping the hands. Probably also a kind of liturgical singing, of recitation and singing together. But these are still questions that are quite hypothetical. We rely on texts that might give us the texts they sang, prayers, hymns to the gods.
But they didn't have sheet music or any charts at the time, did they?
No, they didn't.
How well did the mummified remains of Nemes Bastet hold up after nearly 3,000 years?
Perfectly well. We opened the sarcophagus yesterday and had a look into it to see precisely what state of preservation it was. And she's wonderfully carefully wrapped in mummy bandages and in perfect condition, actually, which is very lucky because many of the tombs in this valley have been destroyed by water or by insects. It's just in perfect condition.
For you and what you've discovered in your career as an archaeologist, how does this discovery rank?
Oh, I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, because in the Valley of the Kings, it's the second find since Tutankhamun.
That's important.
It is, yes, it is. It is a rare opportunity.
Professor Suzanne Bickel heads an archaeological team from Switzerland's Basel University that just found the tomb of Nemes Bastet, an ancient Egyptian singer. Thank you very much, Professor Bickel.
Thank you very much.